1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. With $85,728.50 raised towards My Friend's Place, if you'd like to order the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, you can call 877-616-7445. $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling. And also visit our website, philhenryshow.com. As a matter of fact, Craig Taylor, my engineer, is considering changing his legal name to Bong Water. And you can vote on that at our website, philhenryshow.com. Should Craig Taylor, our engineer, change his name legally to Bong Water, just go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and check that out, okay, and vote on that. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Well, you've perhaps been hearing economically there have been predictions of some slowing of the economy. Some people even think perhaps a recession. We want to get on a financial analyst and an economic advisor, Rudy Canoza. He's also in the import-export business and does a lot of traveling between the United States and South America in his business to give us an idea how you see the future, Rudy, of the economy right now. We're not in a recession yet, are we?
No, Phil. We are, right now, we are not in a recession. We are in an economic slowdown, which is much different. A recession is two straight quarters of negative growth.
Okay, how do we pull ourselves out of what may be or may not be a little bit of a tailspin and get back on the straight and narrow?
Well, I think that the lowering of the interest rate is going to spur more borrowing. I think that the job place is going to be more competitive. The workplace is more competitive. And for that reason, I think that I've heard from a lot of men who are in business, it's already a competitive workplace for the men. And also for women, it's going to be doubly competitive. I would suggest, I would advise for many women to put off, if they are beginning to contemplate the beginning of a career, to put off the beginning of that until there is a more economically viable time. Allow the man to continue to earn the wage.
And why allow the man to continue to earn the wage? Are the women not going to get the jobs because they're less likely to?
I think in a tight economic market, in a tight job market, women are more pressed for an opportunity, yes. It's unfortunate, but it's true. A strengthened economy right now would mean for women to back off and allow for the men, and this is something only a married family can do. I don't know how to advise a woman who is not married, who does not have a two-income household. But if you are married, I would suggest you let your husband continue to earn the paycheck while you stay home to take care of the home. It's very competitive. And it's only going to be doubly more difficult for a woman in the marketplace.
Because there's still a glass ceiling at work to the point where women in a recession-stressed job market are not going to get as many job opportunities.
Absolutely. It's unfortunate. And it's not anything that I would condone, but it takes time to change this.
How do you get a woman to stay home with the kids when she has a career she wants to start? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to...
Well, is there always...
I'm trying to think of how I would put that to my wife. Hey, honey, I'm sorry, but, you know, whatever it is that you want to do...
I think there are ways. You can soften the blow. You know, if you're talking business, I can tell you business. If you're talking personally...
Well, I think a lot of us would like to know how you one-on-one would say to your wife, you know, we got a recession coming up. I don't think the job market is going to be as favorable for women because of the glass ceiling. Stay home. Wait till the economy gets...
So you're asking me what to say to your wife or to your woman?
I would like to, yeah. What do you say? You're going to sit down and say, hey, baby, you can't work?
You know, you're shoving the blow. You can take her out to dinner. You tell her that it is your wish at this time for her to return to the home, that it is now your wish that she now stays to the home. And so what you're asking of me is how to get your woman to stay on the farm when she's in the big city. I say you have to say that you wish for her to return to the children.
Okay, these are American women, Rudy. I don't know about the Latin culture or any other culture. American women are not going to be mollified by saying it is my wish, okay?
I understand.
Okay, that you stay home and return to the children.
Well, I think you tried to coax your wife's back home to be a homemaker. Be creative. Take her to dinner. Buy her flowers. Tell her that there will be more romantic contact if she can stay home. I think women respond to romantic contact the way men do. And you can say, if you will stay home for this short period of time during this recession. There will be more of romantic, intimate moments, more skin-on-skin, more sexual moments, even if you have to promise your jewelry. If you make it more worthwhile to stay in the home, and then, of course, there is when what many Latin men do to create a moment of heat and desire. And this has come from my culture, Phil. I don't.
Okay, let me just back up. You're saying promise her more sex?
I am saying no, promise her more romance, not the more sex.
To get her to stay home and not to go out into a recession-stressed job market, wouldn't she just look at it and say, well, I can't do it?
I don't know what you say. These are American women. They think they can compete with a man, which, of course, they can compete with a man, but it's still a glass ceiling, you see.
Okay, so you say, honey, there's going to be more sex.
Ultimately, this is more important to a woman than her career. Because if you can promise a woman that there will be more romance, that there will be more sexual romance, and that there will be more fire, more fuego, my friend Fuego, in your relationship.
Yeah.
Then you can tell her that this is going to be a hot, and then you say to her, this wonderful phrase in Spanish, Monteme y Gruñes. Monteme, say it, Phil.
Monteme.
Y.
Gruñes. Gruñes. What does that mean?
That means be the guardian of my home. Be the guardian of my home, my wife.
Monteme
y Gruñes.
Monteme y Gruñes. Okay, we're talking with Rudy. Thank you for the Spanish lesson, Rudy.
All right, but these are the things you say to create the heat.
I understand. We're talking with Rudy Canoza, who is an import-export businessman as well as a financial analyst on the Phil Hendry Show, talking about the upcoming perhaps economic downturn in the country. He is advising that women, if you're in a two-income family, husband-wife, women stay home. Don't stress an already stressed job market. It's more likely your husband's going to get the job. And for you guys out there who are trying to talk your wife into staying at home, promise her more romance, more
intimate moments.
More sexual contact?
More sexual contact. And Phil, women, and I want to be respectful of your audience, but women love the oral.
Okay, well, hold on for a minute. I want to get our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 to talk to Rudy. Women love the oral sex is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, they do. And the Latin man who promised this to the Latin women, we always say, Monteme y Gruñes.
Now, what was that?
That's when you put it, just push your tongue out and you go, you know, as if...
Okay, I got it. It's a little obscene.
I know, but it's also something that makes the woman hot. And then she won't want to stay home. You see.
So she'll want to stay home and not go into that recession-laden job market.
That's right. If you say, Monteme y Gruñes, and that is the love, the oral love, la 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 la.
Wow. You're turning this economic thing into a...
Well, you know, it's all about a relationship, is it not?
Well, you're turning this into kind of a lesson in romance.
Well, it is about relationship, especially if you're talking about the economy, which is going to be going through a difficult time. But the economy runs in many ways on sex. You say to your wife, Monteme y Gruñes, blah, blah. That is the oral thing. And
let me try that. Monteme y Gruñes, blah, 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 blah.
That's that.
That is the most ridiculous thing, man.
But that is the Latin way. That is the Latin way.
All right, Rudy Canoza with us here, 1-800-449-8686. Monteme y Gruñes. Blah, 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 blah. And that basically means be the guardian of my home, and I'll give you sex. So it would be interesting to find out how many women will stay home in the short term if their husband will give them more sex. I don't know what this has got to do with the economy, but the feeling is that the job market will already be burdened by a lot of people looking for jobs, people coming out of college, women, a lot of new kinds of job seekers, and he recommends that the women stay home, let the men get the jobs in the short term until these bad times blow over. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
they're wrong.
But you know, but, okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Rudy Canoza is with us. Where are you going tonight, Rudy?
I went to Santa Barbara, to the Four Seasons, for a, we have a business meeting there. We're going on to San Francisco.
Okay. I don't blame a guy for, you know, if you're trying to keep the stressed job market, telling women not to go into the workplace.
It's not that I don't believe in women. I am not saying I don't believe in women. I am saying that I believe in a stressed out workplace during a recession. The best thing is for the woman to stay home, for the man to go. And you can keep her home to be with their children.
But you're also saying you'll promise her more sex if she'll stay home.
You say to her, Montane Igunias, blah, 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 blah. And that is a very Latin way of saying that I will give you the heat of my life.
And that you're promising her more sex.
Yes, sir.
Okay, boy, it sounds very male. I mean, it sounds like something you promise a guy. 1-800-449.
But the women love the intimacy feel as well.
I know, but it's. I would say, you know, you'd have a woman stay home and say, hey, we'll take you on a vacation or so. I don't know. It seems like you got to go at it a little bit more subtly.
My friend, I've been with many women in my life. I know that you are married, but I have been with many women in my life. I have not been married for many years. I have slept with perhaps 500, 600 women.
I understand that. I'm just giving you my opinion about the technique, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right. Here is Nancy. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening as I'm driving home from a business meeting, and I am absolutely with my mouth open. I understand what the gentleman is saying about the recession.
Yes.
But in the 80s or in the 90s, there were a lot of women in the job market, and the economy was booming. Plus, my feeling is that women don't want to stay home and have more sex. Women are
staying home. What about the women? The economy was doing well in the 90s, and we might go to the economic downturn. And if we have an economic downturn...
If we have a recession.
That the best thing for women in a stressful job market is for them to stay home and let the man continue to earn the money.
Well, I...
And in exchange, yes, more sex, more romance. Montami Igrunias, la 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 la.
Two quick points.
Yes.
Number one, staying home with children, the last thing many women want to have is sex after that. It's more tiring.
But if
than
a man were to put it to you in a romantic way, I wish for you to stay home with the children, Nancy, and in exchange, la, 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 and that kind of thing.
No. So that's number one from a working woman's point.
That does not. If I were to say to you, Montame Igrunias, blah la 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 la. Does that?
I would laugh about that.
That
like
sounds
I'm
a little.
About it now.
Sounds a little.
What is funny about it? What I'm saying though is I will give you the pleasure that only comes from the la la la. What do you like? See, I amuse you, so I know that you like me. You see.
You sound charming, but I wouldn't want to be married
Thank
to you.
Well, I don't want to be married to you. I'm simply saying to you for one night, Nancy, I could give you... And
Well, wait a minute, man. This tongue thing you're doing?
Yes.
Is that part of being Latin? Is that a...
It is something that a man should know of a woman.
All right. I mean, we're talking about oral sex. Are we talking about the economy or not?
It is all part of the economy of life, the economy of love.
Okay, well, right. the other comment is that women when they're home with the kids,
right.
The last thing they want is really romance.
Yeah, because that's like shifting gears from one thing to the other. No. Thank you very much for your call. Here is Irene on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi,
Irene. How are you?
My name is Irene, and I'm Hispanic. And Montame
Rudy, this lady
does not mean what you're saying. It means
Montame Igrunias, be the guardian of my home.
No, it means mount me and growl.
That is a colloquial expression, but it means for you to be the queen of my home.
Okay, well, in this area, what it means is mount me and growl.
What area are you in?
In Orange County.
No, this is for South America.
Okay.
Wait a minute, mount me and growl?
Uh-huh.
That's not what it means, no.
Okay, well, that's what it means.
Montame Igrunias.
Well...
Well, how about something a little bit clearer, like I love you? Like, how do you say I love you in Spanish? Te amo?
Te amo is, it's all right, but montame y gruñas, and then bra la 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 la, a la ha la ha.
That's disgusting.
Well, are you Hispanic? You said you were Hispanic.
Yes, I am.
And what part of Latin America are you from?
I'm from Mexico.
From Mexico? And people only Mexican women. The most beautiful, the Mexican women, the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh, well,
and
thank you.
Very first woman that I ever took into my arms was from your beautiful country.
Thank you.
And I said to her, la 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 la, when we finally consummated.
You know,
and
look,
what? What's wrong?
The other thing I wanted to say
I don't understand.
I don't think that it's very hard for a woman to get a job right now. My husband was just recently out of work.
Yes.
And it was easier for me.
That's right.
To find
but the economy is going to turn down, Irene. So if your husband said to you, Irene, I wish for you to stay home now. It is my wish. And you stay with the children. In exchange for you staying home, I will give you more sex. And la-la-la. Also
well,
that.
Sex, you know, that's not
wait a minute. La-la-la is not sex?
It's more than sex. It's blah-la-la.
No, that's not what life is all about. There's a lot of other things.
It's la-la-la.
Right.
All right, Irene, thank you
okay,
for your call. 1-800-449-8686. So there is more to life.
There's more to life for women than to go out and to get into the workplace, to be fired and to be sexually harassed. What do you want to stay home with the child and to sit under the beautiful olive tree and suckle the child at your breast? And...
Uh-huh.
And all of the wonderful things of life. And your husband comes to the door at night, and he looks at you, and he says, he jerks his thumb toward the bedroom and says, la, 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 and off you go.
Well, it sounds like daddy comes home and it's time for sex.
No, he's home to take care of the woman, to take care of her.
Doesn't sound that way to me. Here is...
Sir, I can explain it.
Hold on, let me go to another phone call. Catherine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm calling to say that I'm pretty horrified listening to what I have. However, Irene pretty well handled the situation as I would have. I agree with her very much.
I don't know what Irene said. She said this, that she does not understand the workplace, and I tried to explain it to her.
Well, I have to say that I do understand the workplace. And
right, and you know it's going to be difficult. But let me ask you, if a man were to look at you, and say to you, you must stay home for the good of the children and for the good of our home.
I would ask, why can't you stay home for the good of our children?
Because I am a man.
Depending on who is more successful.
Because I am the man, and because it is difficult for a woman in this glass ceiling environment.
It's not at all. I disagree. I don't think it's difficult for a woman.
But if he promises you more sex or more room.
There should be more sex unconditionally.
But more,
but
even more.
Staying home.
But even more. Suppose you're getting all you can handle.
Okay.
And then he says you'll get even more than that. You gotta,
that's
you
not
gotta
a bargaining
admit.
Tool. I would reverse it. I would say to him.
Blue, 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 blue. And he says that. You see? So it's all fun. It's wonderful. And it's...
I don't know, man. If she's... What do you mean all she can handle?
That's what I'm saying. And for the woman to understand that is to understand, I think, the essence of life.
All right. Here is Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Mike, hello.
Hello, man. How you doing?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, man. I was.
You're on. Get your hand off the phone or something. You're muffling it. I don't know what you're doing with it.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, yeah, I was listening to the show, man. And you know, I'm hearing all this stuff about women don't belong in the workplace or whatever. And
Mike, have you ever said to the woman, blah, la la la?
Say, bro, hold on a second. All right, because I'm kind of talking here and I'm getting sick of you interrupting people saying blah, 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 blah.
I'm just telling you of the la-la-la.
Okay, tell you what, Mike, I'm going to give you all the time you need. We got to now go to a commercial break. Can you hold on?
Sure,
you'll be first out of the gate when we come back here on the Phil Hendry Show with Rudy Canoza, 1-800-449-8686. do what?
You only want to go la la la.
And that signifies basically you want to give a woman oral sex.
Yeah, you say, Monde me grunis,
I don't know what you did there. Okay, Phil Hendry Show here, back 1-800-449-8686 with Rudy Canoza, who's talking about the upcoming possibility of an economic downturn. The workplace is going to be much easier for men to find a job in than women because of the glass ceiling. Have your wife stay home. In exchange, give her more, or at least promise. Are you giving her more sex? Are you promising it?
I would see which works. If you can just get away with promising it, and that works, then if you have to deliver, then you have to deliver.
If you have to deliver...
Yeah, if you have to actually give her more sex, then do that. But if you can get away with just Montemay Igrunias, la 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 la, then you can do it.
Good Lord, man. That la 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 thing is really, really freaky.
But it's Latin. It's not something Americans understand. Most Latin men can pleasure a woman that way. Most American men don't get it.
Oh, I get... Oh, okay. Yeah, well, whatever you say, man.
But most of them.
Okay. Here is Alice on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Alice, hello?
Hello.
What do you
hello?
Pot that down or something? Hello? Yes,
hello?
Ben. Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Me, Alice?
Yes, Alice.
You know, I was driving home from work, and my husband tried telling me something like that. I divorced his little ass. I'm sorry, but I divorced
him. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I divorced him.
For
when
what?
My husband tried something like that, I divorced him.
When he tried what?
My husband said, stay at home, and I'll give you more sex. I said, yeah, right. Take a hike, buddy. No way. If a man
if
cannot
the man,
totally...
Did you have a child? Did you have a child?
I have 3 children.
And you don't want to stay with your children? You want to be out in the workplace, walking about like a working
no,
girl?
No, 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 no. My children go to school. My children go to school.
But you must
Why
be home with the child.
Why should I stay at home and clean the house when we can all do it together and get it done twice as fast?
But
you
because,
know,
first
I mean,
of all,
you,
the man does not do that kind of work. The man does not do
that. The ladies might be so naive and believe that baloney you're putting out.
What baloney?
I told you.
The words you're saying.
American women are different.
It does mean what that other lady said. It doesn't mean... You know, if you're going to try
I had someone call and say
culture,
mount me
in
and grunt.
In a different country,
grunt.
You should try to get the pronunciations correct.
Well, the pronunciation that I know is Montemay Igrunias.
Because what you're saying over here means a totally different thing.
What does it mean?
You wanna jump a mountain? I mean, excuse me, and if you would have done that to me, that la, 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 I would have said, let me call the... You know, place for a straitjacket and put you in a
no,
crazy house.
No, because
Mister,
I am the man.
It sounds like you're just horny.
I am the
That's
man.
That's all it sounds
you
like.
Are the wife.
Like you're horny.
Women love nothing more than the world
no,
and a tongue
no,
saying
no, no. When a man and a woman can
you
both
can
work,
you can get a woman to anything.
A man
if you
and a woman
la, la, la,
can
la, la,
both
la.
Work, and they can no. both help
the man
and do raise
for
them
the
children together.
She
That's
very
fine.
You need
but when
sex.
A man wants to control
all right,
a woman,
all right, Alice, you're not listening to anybody. Go ahead.
I said the lady sounds like she could use it.
All right, let me see if she stopped talking. You there?
Those ladies.
Yeah, she's still
your...
talking. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Jennifer, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Jen. I cannot believe what I'm hearing from this
lady?
Man on the radio.
I she just was talking.
Oh, I'm on the cell phone.
I am trying to say that if you promise a woman the la-la-la, which most American women don't get,
no.
She will stay home with the child to nurture the child from the baby to the man.
There is no way that a man or anyone else would am I there? Would have
you're
that
there,
much
yes.
power over me.
If I said to you, Jennifer, Montemay Igrunias, la 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 la, do you
no,
tell me
I'm just, I just want to say one thing,
oh,
that there
on.
Is no way
oh,
that anybody in this world, man, woman, anybody, would have that much power over me to persuade me to do something for sex. That is ridiculous.
All right, wait a second. I'm talking about good quality sex from a Latin man.
I don't care what it is. There is nothing
Jesus.
That...
What do you mean a Latin
money,
man?
Will
she's
have that
not.
Much power
what if she's not married
to
a Latin man?
Me to do something.
No, but this is a Latin love technique, Jennifer, which would have you wanting. In other words, I don't know what you do for a living, but it may be a great job. But if I could persuade you, la 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 la, and you would be like, you have never had a 3 to 4 inch tongue lapping at.
Okay.
But you know that.
Okay.
What?
Right, I mean, I tried to get something said, and you wouldn't let me.
You've been saying it all hour with the la 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 la. And I just had somebody call in and told me that Montame y Gruñas means mount me and grunt.
No, it means be the guardian of my home.
Be the guardian of my home. It means mount me and grunt.
No. I'm sorry, Jennifer, that you have to hear this because you don't speak Spanish.
It doesn't matter what language I speak, but I think you're absolutely ridiculous. I just had to voice my opinion.
No, I think that the right man says to you, la 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 la, you'd follow him anywhere.
No, I wouldn't do that for anything in the world.
You don't have a problem with sex, do you?
No, she doesn't. She just doesn't want a guy going blah, 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 blah at her. Thank you very much.
If you try that.
Look, my wife is not working right now, so I don't have that problem, okay? If she has a job or if she wants to go out of the workplace, look for the job, I'm going to let her because the kids are old enough.
Okay, you don't have a baby at home.
No, we don't have babies.
Then you don't need that. But what if you had the baby at home?
Well, then maybe I'd need her to stay home.
And you would have to say to her, what is your wife's name?
My wife's name's Maria.
You say to her, Maria. And that's such a lovely name. The way I would do that, I'd say, Maria. Excuse me. Montame y Gruñas.
Now, let me guess. La, 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 la?
No, no, no. You see, you think you know. It's not that easy. Because Montame y Gruñas.
Okay.
I'm not done. Hold on. Okay?
I don't understand, man.
I know you don't understand because as an American, you don't understand the language of love.
All right, let me go to Cherie here on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm like the other women here.
You need to speak up, dear.
I said I'm like the other women that's been calling. Number one,
are you African American?
Yes, I am an American.
Then you understand la 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 la.
I want to finish before you even start on that la 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 stuff. When it comes to recession, if there's going to be a recession,
yes,
it's going to take both the man and the woman to bring in the income in the home, and it's going to be stressful for the woman at home. I'd rather be at work than staying at home with the kids.
Well, Sherry, let me say.
And no mukas, la 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 la.
Yes, but you see,
make you stay at home. No, but hold on, before you even start all that.
But you have to understand.
Because I already get that.
No, but if you have to understand.
Already be inside the marriage.
African American men.
And even a Latin man, an American man. Because I've had them both.
Hold on.
Excuse me, I've had them both.
Yeah, well, African American men do not go la 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 la.
And I'm doing that la 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 is not all you do. You better suck
your
stuff on it too and laugh it while you're at it.
The black man does not go blah 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 blah, does he?
But
only the women.
Well, what are you doing now?
I'm saying to this lady, she won't hear me, that she doesn't know this because the African American man will not go la la la. Isn't that right?
What a man.
Isn't that right?
Before I got married, I had a Latin man, and he la 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 la.
That's right.
And slurp, 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 slurp. And I didn't get now damn one thrill off of that. I told him to get up and get the hell out of my house.
You have never had a Latin man do it right. If
even
I
a Latin
you,
man,
me,
even an African American man, it doesn't matter.
What if
it
I did it this
matter.
Way? What if I did it this way?
Right. But I tell you what, the husband I have now, he does it right. So therefore, I have to worry about all that journaling, what you're
what,
doing
are you singing now.
Because it's not going to make, it's not going to make one woman stay at home. And
yes,
if you stay at home,
you stay at home.
Damn sex,
you'll be sliding off your seat.
Woman is totally
all
stupid.
All you have to say is just go,
because
la, la,
in a recession,
la, la, la.
You're going to need both incomes regardless.
No.
You're going to need both incomes.
No, not if I'm going la, la, la.
Yes.
I would not
la, la, la is going to make a woman stay home a little bit.
Well,
I'm not like another person. Of course I like that done.
Yes.
Of course I get it done. I get it done all the time. But it's
not
going to make me stay at home just to have my legs spread open for you to come in and la, la, la me.
No, it's not for you. It's for me. It's for me. Because first
not
of all,
even you.
It's
you
the black woman.
Because how you just say it, it just sounds so nasty.
Like. You don't know what it's like
how
because
you...
the black man can't do that for you. Only the white man.
Wait a minute. You went from a white man to a Latin man. You said white man or Latin man.
I said white man, Latin man.
You said African American man can't do it for me. You said a Latin man can't do it for me.
South of the border.
A white man do it for me. Oh,
I'm Mexico way. South of the border. Down a tuna fish way.
Okay, that's it.
What?
You know what I mean.
Wait a minute.
I don't want you to... Guy's an idiot. Absolutely disgusting.
And it has nothing to do with recession and how a woman to stay at home.
Yes.
My thing is, how can you you compare a married woman? What about a single woman?
Right.
What about a single parent?
Well, you're right.
Huh?
But you're right. I mean, I hung up on him, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It's no problem. I've been dying to get to him.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
What can you do?
Yes, he is.
Phil. I don't want to characterize him as a Latin idiot, because I know there are many very intelligent Latin people.
That's correct.
But with that whole bit, when he started in with the la, 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 I mean, I felt very inferior.
Not only that, it's like you was having a sex show. This wasn't about the recession. It was about the whole thing.
That's the part I don't get. I wanted to talk about the recession, and it got onto oral sex.
Right.
How's that happen?
You also guessed. I don't know. Yes.
And that whole south of the border down tuna fish way, I didn't like that either.
No.
All right.
Okay, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Sale of our number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD is going on right now at 877-616-7445. $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. So your advice to me then, Mike, is to never have anything more to do with David Hall, right? Never have anything more to do with a guy. Don't call him. Don't expect any phone calls from him. Just assume that from now on, the next time you hear from him, he'll have quit the business and he just wanted to say goodbye. Is that it? Okay, that's what Schaefer said. All right, well, that's what we'll do. This will be the first guy in the history of radio, Phil Hendry, who never again remains employed but never again speaks to his boss. Because he's busy, man. He's got places to go and people to see and people to meet far more. And Mr. Craig was going to come by and talk to us today at 2:30. He didn't come by. See, I'm talent. And what that means is I'm insecure. I'm nervous. I'm nuts. I'm like a stallion, like a thoroughbred, a sweating thoroughbred. You have to pat him down and that's me. And you got to go around the stables and you have to take care of the thoroughbreds. You got to make sure that they got enough food. You got to make sure that they got enough water. You got to make sure that they don't have the runs. You got to make sure that they're not on that Lasix. You got to make sure that, you know, the right jockey is on board. Everything is just right for the stable of stallions. Otherwise, the stallion, you got to rub their nose and feed them a carrot. And you never give up on them. But when I first went, well, I'm going to go into my speech about KFI. I don't want to do that, okay? You guys have heard it time and time again. You know. But seriously, over there, talent is, you know, it's just another part, an interchangeable part. The real stars over there are the board ops and engineers. Those are the guys, man, you got to keep them happy. Make sure those phone screeners, there's a little something in their envelope over there. All right, so we'll get off of that, and we'll never mention it again. We'll never mention it again. In fact, we don't have a boss anymore. In fact, you know the character David G. Hall? I'm throwing him out of the repertoire. There's never, ever going to be another appearance by him on this show. It's over. Over and done with. All right, speaking of missing, in India, one of their top film stars was kidnapped. Now, I don't know the guy's name. But the film business in India, it's kind of an interesting thing, is huge. Film business in Mexico, there's certain countries, they really love going to their movies. Now, I'm not talking about all those avant-garde Polish filmmakers and the Czechoslovakians who make all those vampire movies in Prague. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about real, goofy, whacked-out movie fans. And they got a huge movie business over there. They call it Ballywood. And I don't know what that means. What's Bally? Is that supposed to mean something? And even if I knew that actor's name, I wouldn't be able to pronounce it. Bally the city, Bally India. I didn't know that there was such a place. I know that there's New Delhi, and I've heard of Bombay. Never heard of Bali. Where is it? We don't know? Okay, that's where they make the movies? I thought they made the movies in, like, New Delhi, the big city. But we don't know. That's information that's beyond my staff's ability here. Where is it? It's Ballywood. Got that. The place where they make the movies. So the film star got kidnapped, and everybody was on the street whining and crying. And, I mean, they had a national day of mourning. There were children and adults weeping. And I took note of that, and we were talking about it in the office. He said, well, isn't that those crude Indians, you know, those crude, poor, unsophisticated, superstitious brown skins. Naturally, they'd cry and weep in the streets if they're film star. They probably worship those people. I said, what's different over here from there? Oh, you know those dotheads. They just love to weep and cry. No, what are you talking about? Well, their film star gets kidnapped. Are you telling me that if Mel Gibson got kidnapped, I'm talking about kidnapped, there wouldn't be people weeping in the street? And everybody's like, you know, they said, no, we'd be applauding. I said, oh, okay, well, that's, you know. But isn't that both sides of the same coin? You know, weeping, applauding, but it's still the same thing. There are some people that if Andy Griffith got kidnapped, they would slit their wrists. They'd leap from the top of that Hollywood sign and kill themselves. Because we're really totally into it. Like Harrison Ford. You know, he's big. Mel Gibson's big. Who's the biggest movie star in America today? The biggest sure bet movie star in America today. I say it's between Mel Gibson and Harrison Ford. Oh, Hanks. Excuse me. You're right. Hanks. $100 million every movie he does. What am I saying? Hanks. Hanks, Hanks, Hanks. If Tom Hanks got kidnapped, the crying, the gnashing of teeth, the weeping, and the applause wouldn't end. So America's not that much different from India. Yeah, they're a bunch of dotheads. Yeah, they're, you know, squatting in the street and they're selling bananas, whatever the hell they do. When it comes to their movies, they're the exact same as us. They like to go to their movies. They love their heroes. They love to see them on a big screen. And we cry and we go ape. You know. Now, what do you think is bigger? Do you think a movie star is bigger or a TV star? Well, the answer to that question, I thought that a TV star could be as big. And I used as my example Jerry Seinfeld. And then the other example people gave me was, you know, Harrison Ford. Who's bigger? I said, well, I think they're both equally as big in America. And I was vehemently chastised for that. I was told, no, Harrison Ford's huge. Everybody at every level and every walk of life is familiar with Harrison Ford. Jerry Seinfeld, no. Now, if you guys really believe that, you really believe that? You think Seinfeld is not as well known as Hanks? I mean, as Harrison Ford? Okay, then you believe it. So TV stars are crap, and movie stars are great. TV stars are crud. Movie stars suck. Movie stars are great, and TV stars, just nobody knows who they are. But I mean, and then I thought, well, okay, how about this? How about Bryant Gumbel and, you know, the...